Welcome back to Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy. If you're moving house, call your local energy retailer Red Energy. And for Wilson Homes, celebrating the biggest cash discount ever. On this show, we cover all sports and all things that happen, good and bad, and tragic, unfortunately. And that's the only word to use when you think about the passing of Andrew Symonds over the weekend in a single car accident. It took the entire sporting community by shock, really. And it made us all reflect on a lot of things, but also just what pain and torture that the cricketing community has been through in recent times. Ian Healy is Aussie cricket great. He's a good friend of the show, Sports Day, and he's been good enough to join us under pretty difficult circumstances. Ian, welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate. I wouldn't say torture, but pain, definitely. Yep. You know, our Queensland teammates, the Queensland teammates of Roy, who won the first ever Shield for Queensland and then had a period of about 10 years of serious success. They're really hurting, you know. But we got together last night and last evening and had a beer, and we didn't really know what to do or whatever. We were just sitting there, and a few stories started to flow, and nothing surer than he's one of the great team men.
He was passionate about his Queensland cricket, wasn't he?
Yeah, passionate about Queensland. And then rural Queensland and North Queensland since he started to live up in Townsville. So, really protective of that Queensland base of his. Extremely committed to the cause of the Bulls Masters, which is our former Queensland cricketers are all in a group that get out to the country and raise money and play against their rep teams and try to develop cricket and get kids going as well. So he was always on our tours, and we're having one this Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, you know, so it's another one. And of course, Rod Marsh passed away getting to one of those in Bundaberg.
Yep.
So the Bulls Masters are copping it everywhere.
Yeah, they certainly are. Heels, when you think about Andrew Symonds, the cricketer, what's the first thing that springs to mind? Because there were so many different elements to him.
Fun. Yep. Fun. So he wasn't overly jovial or anything like that, and didn't trivialise cricket. He was an extremely hard worker on his cricket. But you knew in that corner of the room over there's going to be a little quip. There's going to be a little sneaky, yeah, let's pop in here for a beer on the way home from the ground. Or, you know, there was always a fun element to what, you know, traditionally is a very serious occupation, playing for your country or for your state, and he was able to maintain some fun, put the day away and get ready for tomorrow.
So you played with some absolute stars, and you've seen some since then, since you've retired, but Roy's eye, like his natural eye, have you seen too many with the gift that he had at all levels with bat in hand?
No, probably not. He was a supreme talent from a young age. He could hit the ball very hard.
Yeah.
And then bowl and field like as well as anyone's ever done it in the game. So that, you know, but he didn't take the step to first class cricket with that talent that easily, you know. It took a lot of work for him to work it out, you know. He probably had a big target on him, so all the other states would give it to him and make it as hard as they could and bowl perfectly to him. And you know, it took him a few years to really get on top of that and learn how to think or not think. He really needed to keep it really, really simple. And when you hear his commentary, that's how he commentated. You know, he just kept it so simple for the people who were in the contest when he commentated. And that's how he had to be as a player, because he's a natural flair type player that doesn't need to think. He needs to react. So once he got that, that's when he really started to blossom, especially in the one-day game. You know, the day that he made 140 in the World Cup, Warnie gets banned from the World Cup the night before in Johannesburg, and then they throw Roy into the team, and they lose a few wickets in a row, like they're four down. He reckons he's got one thong still on. He's got his pants and his thigh pad, and he hasn't quite got his shoes and socks on yet, and they take forever, right? So he's rushed. Everything's rushed, and he got out on the ground, a long walk in Johannesburg, out on the ground, down this set of stairs and out onto the ground. And that's the perfect thing for him. He didn't have time to stress. He didn't have time to think. He just got out there and he played those Pakistan bowlers so well that day. That was the start of his one-day excellence and nearly played 200 games.
You mentioned something a little earlier that I reckon often goes underrated with Simons, and that was his fielding. Like when I was growing up, he was watching he and Clark and Ponting rotate through the covers and point. Like that was almost entertainment in itself. Did he, along with some other guys, and probably guys you played with as well, kind of reinvent the snazziness of fielding?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's not a reinvention. Go back in my childhood, it was Ross Edwards and Paul Sheehan in the covers and cover points. So, good teams have always got that snazziness in the field. And certainly those three, my God, they were unreal. And Ricky was number one, and then Roy sort of became that. And then, of course, as you get older, you move into the slips, or your team needs slips fieldsmen. So, because, Mark or Steve or they're now out of the team, so we need to fill those positions. And so it all moves around. But, they were unreal. Andrew Simons' fielding should never get underrated. It was world class.
Able to share any more of those stories that you met over the weekend to have a beer about?
Oh, I've got 20. last night we were sitting around and we started to think and talk about Royisms. And next week on my SEN Q show in the morning, I'm going to do one or two each morning. It looks like I might need more than two a morning. His spelling was horrible. His phone etiquette, shocking. And he'd ring you back after 3 months and he'd be that proud of himself. He's saying, what are you on about? I'm coming back to you. There's so many stories. One, he was that rapt one night. We were staying at Scarborough in Perth playing a day-night Sheffield Shield match against WA. And we get home, the minibus gets home about 11 o'clock after a day's play. And he's sort of lying across a seat and Matthew Mott sort of says to him, righto, Roy, spell that for us, And up in the top of the hotel is a big neon sign of the name and the Rendezvous Hotel. And he goes, well, R-E-N. And he spells it out really happily. And then he goes, see, Rendezvous. So he just failed at the last point. But there's that many of those stories that will be told when the time is right.
Yeah, and that time probably not right now. It's still pretty raw. Heels, I know it's been a really difficult time for the cricket community. We really appreciate you taking a few moments to share some of your memories about the great Roy Simons.
You're welcome. He's a great man.
Ian Healy there, Aussie cricket great friend of this show, Sports Day. Vale to Andrew Simons, taken way too young. More sports day after this.